We've all been to wedding receptions. We all know what they're like. We all have a place to sit. And if you sit somewhere right in the front table for some reason because you want to be close, and they say, well, this is reserved for the family, so you have to get up and move to another place. That's kind of what Jesus was talking about today. These were Pharisees. This was a Pharisee, a person who was very sensitive to position in society. He wanted to be looked up to. He wanted to have a special place. He wanted to be special. And Jesus was saying, that's not the way we live. We don't live by being special. We live because we're invited, and we live who we really are. So we're talking about humility and pride, which is the opposite of humility. And Jesus is telling the Pharisees to be humble. The first will be last, and the last will be first. That's what he's telling them in this new kingdom, in this new wedding banquet of heaven. And remember the Eucharist. When we celebrate Eucharist, Jesus, I'm sure, is thinking of that as well, the banquet meal of the Eucharist. Everybody's welcome. Nobody is turned away. No matter who they are, everybody is welcome. That's the message of Jesus today. Pride puts down others, and humility lifts them up. That's the difference. Pride puts down others. Because pride, we put ourselves up. Pride feels entitled, self-seeking, judges others, seeks attention, thinks they are humble, but they're really not. They think they're better than others. That's where these Pharisees were. And maybe some of us struggle with pride. Maybe we all struggle with self-esteem and wanting to be better, wanting to be noticed, wanting to be appreciated and liked. And we do whatever we can to make that happen. Humility, on the other hand, knows what he or she is to an honest assessment of their strengths and limitations. Person who is humble really knows who he or she is. You know your strengths, you know your limitations, and you acknowledge that. This is who I am. I'm no better, no worse than anybody else. I have both good and bad things about me. It's a willingness to be for others when the occasion occurs. To be for others when the occasion comes up. Not to ignore the needs of others. But people who need a response from us, they get that when we're humble. It's also self-forgetfulness. How often do you and I think of ourselves and what do I look like? How am I going to be received? We're concerned about ourselves, our ego. You know, our ego is important in life. It establishes who we come to be in the outside world. But it also can be a dangerous part of us because it keeps wanting more. It's never satisfied. The ego wants more all the time. And humility says we have to downplay the ego and we have to be self-forgetful, not thinking of ourselves and where we're at. Self-forgiveness. We need to be able to be self-forgiving and forgiving of others. That's humility. If we don't forgive ourselves, then we're really proud because we don't, in a strange sort of way, we're above forgiveness. We don't deserve forgiveness. We're above that. And so self-forgiveness is important. It also, humility knows whose we are, that we are God's. We are not masters of our lives. We've been created by God and been gifted by God with this life and this being who we are. And so that by itself reminds us that we aren't our own masters. There's someone else that holds the reins, so to speak. And that keeps us humble by itself. We aren't here in this world to somehow be the greatest person ever, but we're here to be a child of God. And that's the important thing, to have faith, to reach out, to be a Christian, to do what Christians do, to be there for others. That's what real humility is. Ultimately, to being for others. And that's not always easy. Sometimes it's a real challenge. Sometimes we have to let go of things in our own lives to be there for others. Sometimes we'd rather not do something for others and rather stay home or whatever. And so we're being challenged today in the readings to remember that humility is not something where we become meek and oppressed and feel, you know, and bow down and so forth. Humility is acknowledging who we truly are and whose we truly are, and that we are called to reach out and be there for others.